I'm standing up here nervous as a hoe in church. Yeah, speaking of the whores in church, you know, hell, the money ain't flowing like it usually flow all the time. Yeah, them whores, honey, is in bad shape up there. Yeah, honey, the whore's in such bad shape. One whore said to the other whore, she said, honey, she said, ain't no money on these streets no more. She said, hell, I'm gonna join the church. So the other whore, she didn't really believe she was gonna join the church, you know. So anyway, she says, well, bitch, if you're gonna join the church, I'm going that Sunday and see you join. So that Sunday, that Sunday, the two whores go to church. So the whore that was having such a bad time on the street, she goes up front when they open the doors of the church. You know how they do when they open the doors of the church? They say, come. And on the word come, that bitch went up to the front. Yeah, the damn bitch joined the church, honey. So the preacher came down out of the pulpit. He says, we know you a whore. He says, but I want you to tell your determination. The bitch got up. She says, well, brothers and sisters, members and friends. She says, I want to speak my determination. Yes, honey, she talked to him a while, baby. She said, you know, I'm a whore out on the street. This other whore, her friend, she's sitting in the back listening, see. She said, and you know the money got bad out there. She said, but the money didn't mean nothing to me. She said, one night I was laying in the arm of a sailor. The next night I was laying in the arm of a soldier. She said, but tonight, brothers and sisters, I'm laying in the arms of Jesus. And the other whore, she jumped up out of her seat. She said, that's right, bitch, fuck them all. To a doctor and she wanted to be examined. The doctor says, well, lady, say, I have to take your temperature through your rectum. She said, that's quite all right with me.
That hurts.
So it didn't hurt her, honey. So anyway, he stuck it in her rectum and it got good to her. So pretty soon she started hollering, huh? Huh, doctor? Huh, daddy, please? Doctor, right over here, right over here, a little bit, right over to the left. Right there, right there, right there, right there. Hold it, hold it, hold it, you motherfucker. Shit! Woo! Suck it to me, doctor. Oh, my God. And pretty soon it hurt a little bit. She said, wait a minute, doctor, hell, that ain't my rectum. The doctor said, no, and that ain't my thermometer, you. Walked through the door. Yeah, he said that some bitch better have numbers on it when you pull it out. Did you hear about the Star in the East?
No.
This damn bitch goes to the doctor. And she says, doctor, examine me, please. She says, something wrong with me. So the doctor says, okay, get on the table. She got on the table. One look, the doctor says, lady, you pregnant. She jumped up. She says, oh, doctor, I can't be pregnant. She says, I'm a virgin. The doctor says, well, you pregnant? She says, doctor, you must be wrong. She says, examine me again. She says, I can't be pregnant, I'm a virgin. So the doctor says, get back on the table. She get back on the table. He examined her again. He said, yep, lady, he says, you're pregnant. She says, oh, doctor, come on now. I know good and damn well you can tell me something better than this. So the doctor said, well, maybe I made a mistake. Get back on the table. She gets back on the table. He looks up her ass again. He says, yes, lady, you pregnant. He goes to the window. He opened the window, see, and he started looking toward the east. So the broad says, hey, doctor, what the hell are you doing with that window wide open, this wind blowing up my ass, and you looking toward the east? The doctor said, hell, you say you was a virgin, didn't you? She says, yes. He says, you can't be pregnant, didn't you? She says, yes. He said, well, hell, the last time that happened, it was a star in the east. And I ain't gonna miss that motherfucker.